from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday the 4th of July. Well, New South Wales is bracing for more flooding today. According to the Weather Bureau, heavy rainfall may lead to flash flooding in the Illawarra, Blue Mountains, Sydney Metropolitan and Hunter districts. Yesterday, the floods claimed their first life with a man drowning in the Parramatta River. Moving on now, Anthony Albanese has made a surprise visit to Ukraine. The Prime Minister met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and toured regions that had been bombed by Russia.
In Bucha today, I saw clear evidence of a war crime. People need to be held to account for their actions, and Australia will support holding Russia to account for its actions.
During the visit, Mr. Albanese announced Australia would provide Ukraine with an extra $100 million in aid. Still overseas, and several people were killed after a shooting at a shopping centre in Copenhagen this morning. The alleged shooter, a 22-year-old Danish man, was arrested by police. To sport now, there was a pretty horrifying crash at the start of the British Grand Prix. Chinese driver Zhou Guanzhou's Alfa Romeo flipped upside down after a collision and skidded over a tyre barrier into a fence.
So here is the race start once again. Zhou Guanzhou starting in ninth place. The red and white Alfa Romeo. Nicholas Latifi gets in between him and George Russell. Gasly backs out. There's the initial contact. That's where the car then is upside down onto the gravel and then it flips.
The race was eventually won by Carlos Sainz. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, singer Ricky Martin has been hit with a domestic abuse restraining order in Puerto Rico. The order allegedly relates to a 7-month relationship which ended 2 months ago. Reps for the singer have called the abuse allegations completely false and fabricated. And finally, in TV news, applications are now open for the return of Australian Idol. Hopefuls aged between 15 and 28 can upload a video of themselves singing or can sing face-to-face with a producer for a spot on the show. The program, which last aired on Channel 10 back in 2009, is set to kick off next year on Channel 7. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.